ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being. A brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الصدقة دواء منجح، وأعمال العباد في عاجلهم، نصب أعينهم في آجالهم.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Charity is an effective cure, and the actions of people in their present life will be before their eyes in the next life."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is truly something that is magnificent. We find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam has been being spoken about for hundreds and perhaps thousands of years. And despite being spoken about by individuals, we find that there is not a lack of words and there is not a vacancy for things to still be spoken about. This is truly something which is amazing. And as far as historical figures, this is something that is very rarely, if ever, seen.
But we find that the Ahlul Bayt and the Messenger of Allah, and in this case, Imam Ali alayhi salam, these are individuals whom the more you talk about them, the more you can continue to talk about them. Allahu Akbar. It's really quite beautiful. Now, when talking about this universal persona which was connected to the divine, Imam Ali alayhi salam speaks about these certain people who in every era are the protectors of the message of Allah. In every era, they are the protectors of the divine religion, the divine commandments, and the divine secrets of Allah and the prophets and the imams. When describing these individuals in every era, or that are present in every era, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that knowledge has led them towards real, true, pure understanding. And so these individuals have associated themselves with the spirit of conviction, yaqeen, as is known in Arabic. They take what the easygoing regard as hard, and they endear what the ignorant take as strange. It is interesting, in one of the previous programs we had said that these individuals who are the connection between us average human beings and the Ahlul Bayt, and we find that these statements said by the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, over 1,000 years ago apply so beautifully and perfectly to these individuals. Knowledge has led them towards true understanding, and they are associated with the spirit of yaqeen, and they take easy what the easygoing regard as hard. We find how many trials and tribulations did Imam Khomeini had to go through, yet we never saw him complain, we never saw him frown, we never saw him upset. Rather, he was like a mountain, strong in his position. And they endear what the ignorant take as strange. Another one of the beautiful qualities of Imam Khomeini, a beautiful, profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits a supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee like a rainfall. And in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Amir al-Mu'mineen is journey towards Basra in Iraq in one of the journeys. His army had camped in a place where a group of Hujjaj were passing by in their caravan. When they were told that this is the campsite of Ali's army, they have settled down here for resting before continuing, they diverted slightly to go and see their imam. And then people gathered outside the tent of Amir al-Mu'mineen, waiting for him to come out. Abdullah ibn Ja'far, the friend, the cousin, and a very close friend of Amir al-Mu'mineen, was very free with Ali. Nobody was that much free with him because of their closeness. So he came inside and he saw Amir al-Mu'mineen, Khalifat al-Muslimin, sitting on the ground, doing what? Repairing his sandal, which was broken, stitching the strap of the sandal. Can you find any leader in the world like that? The entire Muslim empire of the time in his hands. He has thousands of people around him in that campsite, even relatives and friends and sons. But now that one strap of the sandal has broken, he sits down himself and starts stitching it. And Abdullah bin Abbas, a cousin, a friend, like a brother, he says, Ali, what are you doing? From his perspective, Ali could spend time in more productive things. What are you doing? There are people who love you. They are waiting outside to see you. Imam didn't reply, continued his work until he's finished. Then he said, put the pair of sandals there. And now he asked Abdullah ibn Abbas, قَيِّمْهَا. Abdullah ibn Abbas, give me a value for this. What is the worth of this pair of sandals? It was so used and torn, worn out. Abdullah ibn Abbas says he doesn't have any value. Not even one dinar or dirham, whatever is the shorter amount of the currency those days. Less than that. This is where Amir al-Mu'mineen says to him, by Allah, this pair of sandals that you say is worthless is more dearer to me than ruling over you and your people unless I am able to establish haq and justice in society. You talk about hukumat, power and government on one hand, and this worn out pair of sandals on the other hand. Ali says, I prefer this over ruling you unless I am able to establish justice and right among you.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.